We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, admirable viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the African Union launches a satellite to track climate change. In animal welfare news, a 9-year-old boy from the USA helps families take care of their animal companions. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, June 16th, acclaimed Puerto Rican novelist, poet, journalist, and teacher, Dr. Enrique Arturo Laguerra Velez, passed away on this day in 2005, just 1 month shy of his 100th birthday. Born in Moca, Dr. Enrique Laguerra is considered one of the country's most prolific writers of the 20th century. In 1935, his first novel, The Blaze, was published and gained international recognition. He received the Institute of Puerto Rican Culture, or ICP, prize for this book in 1936. His other honors include National Prize for Literature, awarded by the ICP in 1975, and the proclamation as Humanist of the Year by the Puerto Rican Foundation for the Humanities in 1985. May humanity continue to be graced by great literary talents like Dr. Enrique Arturo Leguera Velez, who enrich our world.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Chinghai International Association relief news update from Pakistan. Due to the worsening situation in Sawat, Pakistan, where civil conflict has forced some 3 million people to flee their homes, a local non-governmental organization sent a message to Supreme Master Chinghai asking for urgent assistance. Supreme Master Chinghai immediately responded with a $50,000 donation, an amount that could purchase an equivalent of $904,000 in supplies if obtained in the U.S. based on Pakistan's cost of living. Our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan and Indonesia traveled to the area, covering their own expenses, to carry out the relief work. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report.
June 13, 2009. Most Merciful Master, regarding relief work for internally displaced people in Pakistan. The Formosan team arrived June 5th at midnight and began surveying the area the next morning. In Peshawar, we found that the United Nations had taken care of the refugees, including their medical needs.
We then went to the city of Mardan, where a self-organized community led by Mr. Elias Khan has accommodated 1,014 displaced families in schools and empty buildings, where a classroom or small flat would normally accommodate 6 to 7 displaced families. After assessing the area, we planned the contents of the relief packages for each family, which included food and hygiene necessities.
On June 8th, the Formosan team was joined by the Indonesian team, and together we purchased and packaged the relief items. Due to the large quantity, we hired some workers for the packing process. Inspired by our enthusiasm and devotion, many workers stayed up all night for this noble cause. Finally, we were able to load up all materials in 4 trucks in the early morning of June 10th. Arriving at Mardan around 4 p.m., we began our first day of distribution.
Throughout the entire process, we could feel the excitement, curiosity, and joy of these families. Children surrounded our team members, expressing their trust and welcoming us. Many people were reading our SOS flyers, as this was the first time they had received such information about the planetary crisis of climate change.
This was an excellent experience for all of us. Master's love, protection, and perfect arrangement were so obvious to us. The right person and assistance always appeared at the right moment. The temperature was around 40 degrees Celsius, but we didn't feel much heat, hunger, or exhaustion after laborious work.
This is something many of us had never experienced before. We find no words for this heartfelt gratitude and inspiration. All we can say is, thank you, beloved Master, for your ever-present blessing and care for everyone. Love from Formosan and Indonesian Relief Team.
Supreme Master Chinghai thoughtfully replied to our association's relief team. Loving Formosan and Indonesian team, I also am very grateful for your courage and dedicated effort. I pray with tears for the suffering people. May their spirits be uplifted during such turmoil by the mercy of heaven. May our world soon elevate and humans have only love in their hearts, so that peace only will prevail. If the people need doctors, nurses, medicines, or more, please report and try to take care if you have the manpower as much as possible and can apply for more financial aid. Again, my humble thanks. May you be blessed manifold. Qinghai.
Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Chinghai for allowing us to share this information with our concerned viewers, and to our association's foreign group for providing the report.
We send our appreciation to the United Nations, the noble-hearted workers, and all other relief personnel for their kind-hearted assistance in easing the situation in Pakistan.
We also express our sincere gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her immense love and support to those in need, and to our association's relief team for their dedicated endeavors to help the Pakistani people.
We pray that the affected may soon return to lives of comfort and stability as we strive for greater kindness to bring increasing peace on earth.
Peru and the Philippines jolted by earthquakes. A 5.4 magnitude quake shook the city of Arequipa in Peru on Saturday. The temblor triggered mudslides at the Misti volcano, covering the city with dust and causing some regional telephone problems. On Sunday in the Philippines, a 6.3 earthquake hit the island of Mindanao and was felt in the cities of Davao and General Santos. In both cases, there were no reports of damage or injuries. We thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions. Our prayers for the minimizing of such potentially dangerous events with our greater protection of the earth and her inhabitants.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United Kingdom faces highest risk of swine flu spread. Global risk specialist and founder of the UK risk assessment company Maplecroft, Professor Alison Warhurst, has developed an influenza pandemic risk index to predict the effect and spread of swine flu in different countries. Professor Warhurst estimates that the United Kingdom, as well as other developed Western nations such as Germany, the Netherlands, Russia, Italy, Canada, and Japan, top the list in their level of risk of citizens becoming infected by the swine flu.
This is due to their high population densities, urban areas, and major airports. However, these countries are better equipped to respond to the pandemic with measures such as vaccines, as opposed to other less developed regions. Experts frequently remind that the total number of confirmed cases, now around 36,000 in 77 countries, is many times lower than the actual tally. Croatia, Cayman Islands, and Palestine's West Bank have recently reported their first cases. The lives lost, which total at least 163, continue to mount and now extend beyond the Americas with the recent fatality in the UK. Flu viruses and a host of other diseases are often initially spread in livestock facilities. Frequently, the same conditions that cause the distasteful odor and pollution also contribute to the formation of new bacterial or viral disease.
Supreme Master Television spoke with Dr. Brian Clement, director of the Hippocrates Health Institute in the U.S., who described an animal agriculture situation in the U.S., which in fact applies to many such operations worldwide.
If you've ever been, which I was, in the cattle raising area of North America, you have to shut the windows even if it's warm outside, because it is a pungent, disgusting smell of bacteria. There is so much feces and so much antibiotics and bacteria and disease in the feces of these animals. And they are polluting the environment in the state of North Carolina in the United States. It is so polluted because of the raising of hogs there, that the rivers and water streams there, I think, are 80% highly contaminated and not suited for human consumption anymore. When you do one thing wrong, it has a domino effect. And the day mankind stopped being plant-based eaters, and started to consume animals, the domino effect really started.
We thank Professor Warhurst and Dr. Clement for highlighting the risks countries face in addressing the swine flu, along with a reminder of the cleaner, plant-based diet. Our sympathies go to the loved ones of those who have succumbed to swine flu, and our prayers for the rapid recovery of all those currently experiencing its sorrowful effects. May our society quickly find health through wholesome vegan lifestyles for the benefit of ourselves and our children.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Indian sailors rescued near Somalia. The crew of 14 and their vessel, Vishakalyan, was rescued by a NATO ship on Saturday after being freed from a 10-day detainment off the coast of Somalia. Lieutenant Dario Precioso of NATO's Portuguese ship Corta Real, which provided the Vishakalyan crew with food and fuel, said that they may not have survived in reaching their destination as they had been released without supplies. Our grateful thanks, Lieutenant Precioso and other NATO personnel, for your kind assistance to the Indian sailors. We pray for their speedy recovery and wish them a warm welcome home to their loved ones.
Britain's Queen celebrates her official birthday. Amidst admiring crowds that lined the streets, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, were welcomed as they rode in a carriage from Buckingham Palace to the Horse Guards Parade. There, Her Majesty was honored with the vibrant pageantry of the annual Trooping of the Colour. As is the custom, the Queen inspected the four Household Division Foot Guard regiments. The Royal Air Force did a ceremonial flypast, followed by the Red Arrows, their aerobatic team. Queen Elizabeth was also joined on this auspicious occasion by royal family members that included Prince Charles and her grandsons, Prince William and Prince Harry. Our respectful accolades for the occasion, Your Majesty, with sincere wishes for your happiness and the best of health.
U.S. passes historic anti-tobacco legislation. With the bill's passage by the House of Representatives after a decade-long campaign, the Food and Drug Administration are granted authority to regulate tobacco products. U.S. President Barack Obama pledged to quickly sign the bill, which includes provisions to help keep young people from starting the habit. Besides raising the price of tobacco, the law prohibits most flavored cigarettes as well as those labeled light or mild, and also requires warning labels that cover a full 50% of the box. Dr. Adam Goldstein, director of the University of North Carolina Tobacco Prevention and Evaluation Program, estimated that the number of smokers could be reduced from the current level of 20% of the population to less than 5% within 20 years.
We've known for years, even decades, about the harmful, addictive, and often deadly effects of tobacco products. And after a decade of opposition, all of us are finally about to achieve the victory with this bill, a bill that truly defines change in Washington. So I look forward to signing it.
President Obama and U.S. legislators, we laud your new measures that safeguards health, especially for young persons. We look forward to the day when people of all ages are happily smoke-free.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Save Our Planet, livestock feed production causing global resource loss and food shortage. At a recent conference on glaciers and climate change hosted by the Norwegian Polar Institute, Dr. Christian Nelleman, a senior officer heading the Global Rapid Response Assessments for the United Nations Environment Program, stated that the disappearance of the Himalayan glaciers would cause billions to lose all access to water, thus hugely impacting the food supply of Asia and beyond.
The situation is actually extremely urgent. Simply because of the fact that in Asia we're talking about over 3 billion people that will be impacted, 1.3 billion people directly impacted by the changes in these water resources. But globally, with the current food crisis, with the financial crisis that we are experiencing, any change in 30, 40 years from now is going to have a huge impact on global food supply and food prices. For anyone, whether you live in the United States or in Africa or in Asia, it's going to have an impact.
With now more than a billion people going hungry in the world each year, Dr. Nelleman highlights the livestock industry as a more fundamental threat to food security because it is a major cause of global warming.
The primary cause of loss of natural environments, of wildlife all over, is not by hunting. It is primarily by the loss of their habitat and their homes by cutting rainforests and converting these areas into croplands.
Dr. Nelleman forecasts that we may lose 25% of the global food supply due to current rates of meat production and meat consumption.
In many areas, the whole livestock sector is a major threat to not just climate change, but also to global food supply. We need to ensure that we do not spend all of our cereals simply on feeding animals because it is not sustainable. So one of the most significant things we can actually do globally to reduce the loss of biodiversity and help support feeding of the rising populations is actually focusing on our global meat consumption.
Our appreciation, Dr. Christian Nelleman and the United Nations Environment Program, for helping us to understand the interrelated consequences of livestock production on the humans and the planet. We pray we may stop this tragic and unnecessary loss of so many lives through a global shift away from meat and toward the sustainable vegan diet. In March 2009, during a video conference in Jalapa, Mexico, with dignitaries and the public, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered once again a simple yet comprehensive solution to the crisis facing our planet.
With the world food shortage continues to worsen, more people are going hungry every day. So if we just stop the animal raising practices and turn instead to growing organic vegan food for humans, everyone in the world will benefit. And we can save our planet. If we don't feed all the corns and all the cereals and vegetables to the animals, all the food that we produce right now could feed 2 billion people already. So there's not even worry about food shortage. And then we have a better future, a better conscience. And our planet, we have a bright future. If everyone turned to organic vegetarian diet and organic vegan farming.
Save our planet. Scientists discover endangered whales near Greenland. A team of scientists from Oregon State University, USA, and the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, have detected the presence of the endangered right whale near Cape Farewell at the southern tip of Greenland. The team used a series of hydrophones to record vocalizations of what could be hundreds of whales, whose numbers were thought to have dropped to approximately 400. With Arctic melting potentially opening a new international shipping lane in the region, NOAA right whale specialist Philip Clapham said, "It's vital that we know about right whales in this area in order to effectively avoid ship strikes on what could be a quite fragile population." Bravo, Dr. Clapham and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration colleagues, for your detailed observations in discovering this population of endangered marine mammals. We pray that these wonderful beings are provided with protection and respect by humankind.
Save Our Planet. In a report published in Britain's Nature Journal, scientists warn that current proposals being considered in UN climate negotiation talks are bound to take the world past the 2 degrees Celsius average warming, a temperature viewed as ominous for the planet's future.
Save Our Planet. At 36.9 millimeters, rainfall for Formosa or Taiwan in May 2009 was the third lowest in 59 years, with some areas such as Taipei, Sun Moon Lake, and Chiayi having the lowest rainfall ever.
Save Our Planet. The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, allocates approximately $8 million U.S. dollars in grant monies to fund educational projects addressing climate change.
Save Our Planet, Australian organization and website 300.org, is a new environmental group seeking to raise awareness of the need to reduce emissions to 300 parts per million to address the climate emergency.
I'm Keyhawk, the proboscis monkey, and this is my son, Doki.
Hi, everyone. May I tell them, Dad?
Sure, son.
My dad and I are following a delicious organic vegan diet with no animal products.
Good, Doki. Let's share the environmental tip with our viewers.
Yes, Dad. This one is about decorating with posters or prints.
Please consider using ones made from recycled materials and soy-based ink.
You can find many sites online that offer posters made from eco-friendly materials.
Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Switzerland. Our association members participated in the 2009 International Fair for Books and Press in Geneva, Switzerland. Over 100,000 attended the fair, where exhibits from around the world were sponsored by many countries and organizations, such as United Nations Children's Fund or UNICEF. A booth hosted by our association members displayed many of Supreme Master Ching Hai's publications, including the number one international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, as well as the most recently released Celestial Art. Many of those visiting our association members' booth indicated that they were well aware of the harmful effects of consuming animal products and were already vegetarian or had decided to eat less meat. Former President of Switzerland, Mr. Pascal Kuschba, who is currently Swiss Interior Minister, was also in attendance. When our association member presented Minister Kuschba with Supreme Master Ching Hai's books, The Noble Wilds and Celestial Art, His Excellency expressed his thanks and interest in reading these new volumes in more detail, having received The Birds in My Life previously. He commented, "On every occasion, every opportunity you bring me a book, it would be something extraordinary." The guest of honor at the 2009 International Fair for Books and Press was Turkey. Turkish Ambassador His Excellency Alev Kulik, Deputy Undersecretary for Economic Affairs, was presented with Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life.
That's very good. Now I'm an animal friend now, all together with dogs but also with birds. Thank you.
What a joyous blessing to see so many book-loving officials and co-citizens appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's uplifting works and understand the important message of being organic vegan to save our planet. Our earnest thanks, gracious Geneva, for hosting such a fantastic event. May gatherings such as these continue to help create a cheerful and harmonious world.
In environmental news, the African Union launches a climate change satellite receiving station. AU African Monitoring of the Environment for Sustainable Development is based in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa. It will monitor the effects of global warming on the African continent. The satellite station is being funded by the European Union and will receive valuable climate information from the European satellite agency, EUMETSAT. Through this joint endeavor, information gained will help African countries mitigate the consequences of climate change. God bless you, European Union and African Union, for your collaborative efforts on this crucial matter. May nations support one another to bring about a long-lasting planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, a third-grade student in the USA helps animal companions stay with their human caregivers. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. Please stay tuned for more celebrating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, noble news for a greater world. In animal welfare news, a 9-year-old American boy helps families and their animal companions stay together. Zach Wilson, a third grade student, and his mother Erica have founded the Central Florida Animal Pantry, CFAP, in Florida. The not-for-profit organization provides pet food to assist those who face financial difficulties in taking care of their animal companions. Having collected over 1,500 pounds of food, the CFAP has also started a medical fund to help cover vaccines and neutering costs. Bravo, Zach and Erica Wilson. God bless your compassionate efforts. May all families, including cherished animal companions, thrive under God's grace.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Equal Pay.
A woman went to apply for a job, and she asked the manager, "Do women get equal pay in this company?" The manager said, "Of course, we pay all women the same, equally."
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I would like to thank you for your dedication and great work for the world's well-being in general, and your focusing and spreading awareness on the Palestinian people in particular. It is about time somebody portrays the truth about my people through the beauty of our culture and our rich heritage. Sending good karma to the Palestinian people is what they need. Their determination in having back their peaceful and decent life in their own land is a normal thing anyone would want. All what the Palestinian people ask for is their right of return, their liberty to have equal rights like all citizens, justice and peaceful life. People of conscience like yourself will definitely make a difference. We should all put our prayers and hands together to give them power in order for peace to have a chance to flourish on this planet. It will start from there. Thank you again for what you are doing and what you are, Master Shinghai. Najat El-Taji El-Khairi, Palestinian artist.
Noble Najat, your expression is much appreciated. Supreme Master Qinghai has deep love for the Palestinian people and wishes, like you, that they are able to live in harmony and abundance. May this dream very soon become a reality. With heaven's grace to you and all the warm-hearted people of Palestine.
You have a loving reply from Supreme Master Qinghai. Thank you, Najat, for writing us. We pray for your people's well-being and for true love among humans and co-inhabitants.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
May your moments be filled with happiness and gratitude. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa inaugurates a $33 million program to eliminate malnutrition and assist the nation's less fortunate children in returning to school.
Egypt and Italy sign 3 agreements on scientific and technological cooperation, including one to establish a joint venture for solar energy production.
The European country of Slovenia formally establishes diplomatic relations with the Polynesian island nation of Tuvalu.
As part of an initiative to provide affordable health care to all fellow citizens, U.S. President Barack Obama states that funding can be achieved through savings in other areas rather than increased spending.
After a brain injury the doctors said would leave him permanently blind, mute, and paralyzed, Iranian-born New Zealand psychiatrist Dr. Ali Dinesh has healed and now tells the brain injured never to give up.
Egypt's Ministry of Irrigation and Water Resources announces a program in affiliation with the World Bank to prevent water pollution while making the best use of available resources.
Bulgarian archaeologists find a 3rd century Thracian tomb consisting of elaborate architecture unique to the region and likely belonging to a Thracian ruler of the time.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announces for the first time his support for an independent Palestinian state as a solution to bring about Middle East peace.
Kenya's finance minister, Uhuru Kenyatta, announced that the country's ministers have been asked to relinquish their vehicles in favor of smaller, fuel-efficient ones, with the funds going to assist displaced Kenyans.
The United Arab Emirates and Uzbekistan sign a memorandum of understanding to further their long-term relations in economy, trade, and investments. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.